Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. There has been chaos in the U.S. Congress, where Democratic Party politicians have been staging a sit-in to demand tighter gun laws. They occupied the floor of the House of Representatives, taking in sleeping bags and pillows as their protests continued through the night. The demonstration follows the attack by a gunman in a gay nightclub in Florida earlier this month. 49 people were killed. One of those who took part in the sit-in is Jim Himes from Connecticut.
I'm only 8 years into this institution. There are people who've been around for 40 who say this is the first time they've ever seen anything like it. So it is a small moment of history. We're talking about simply making sure that everybody who purchases a gun in the country gets a background check to make sure they are not a felon or a known terrorist or known violent individual. So really, we're not asking for dramatic things here. We're asking for things that are supported by the vast majority of Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, you name it. That's a pretty small ask in the scheme of things.
The House has now adjourned until Friday. Britain is voting in an historic referendum on the country's membership of the European Union. Voters are being asked a single question on the ballot form. Should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave the EU? More than 46 million people are eligible to vote, the largest ever electorate in the UK. The medical charity MSF says nearly 200 people in northeast Nigeria have died of starvation and dehydration in the past month. They were sheltered at a makeshift camp after fleeing the militant Islamist group Boko Haram. Kat Wiener has more.
MSF staff are warning that a catastrophic humanitarian emergency is unfolding at the camp in the city of Barma in Borno State, where more than 20,000 people have taken shelter. In a statement, they said around a fifth of the children they screened were suffering from acute malnutrition. The head of the MSF mission in Nigeria said new graves were being dug on a daily basis, as at least six people a day succumbed to hunger and disease.
Australian officials say that gunmen in Nigeria have kidnapped seven employees of an Australian mining company. They include three Australians, a New Zealander and a South African. A convoy of cars carrying the men was ambushed near the city of Calabar in Cross River State on Wednesday, and one of the drivers was killed. A solar plane has landed in southern Spain after completing a 6,000-kilometer three-day journey across the Atlantic. The flight marks the first solo transatlantic crossing in a solar-powered aircraft. The Swiss pilot Bertrand Picard said he was delighted.
It's so fantastic.
Congratulations, Bertrand. Well done.
Thank you.
You're back in
Thank
Europe.
You. Well, I'm back in Europe. Absolutely.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi is visiting neighboring Thailand for what's being seen as her most important trip since her government took office in April. She's expected to meet some of the millions of Burmese migrant workers in Thailand. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says missile tests carried out on Wednesday prove that his country is capable of attacking U.S. interests in the Pacific. State media in Pyongyang said he personally supervised the testing of two medium-range missiles. U.S. and South Korean military experts said one failed, but the other traveled several hundred kilometers. Our correspondent Steve Evans is following events from the South Korean capital, Seoul.
The quote from Kim Jong-un is, according to the North Korean media, "We have the sure capability to attack in an overall and practical way the Americans in the Pacific Operation Theater." Experts don't think there is a nuclear warhead which is light enough to be fitted on this particular missile, but it's an important step in that process, that bit of parts that a country needs to have a nuclear arsenal.
The Indonesian President Joko Widodo has visited his country's remote Natuna Islands in a warship in an effort to assert Indonesia's sovereignty over that part of the South China Sea. On Monday, Beijing said some of the sea's waters were subject to overlapping claims and interests, alarming Jakarta, though China does not lay claim to the Natuna Islands. Prayers are being held today in the southern Pakistani city of Karachi to mark the burial of one of Pakistan's best-known singers. Amjad Sabri, a celebrated performer of Sufi devotional music, was shot dead on Wednesday as he travelled through the city by car. The Pakistani Taliban says it carried out the attack. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has condemned the murder. BBC News.